I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You know, when I saw the itinerary of a couple of trips that she's going to be talking about, Kaylin Sagan, today, I said, man, this is really unique stuff. And, you know, I've been talking to a lot of people who've been traveling all over the country, going to Europe, going to places like Morocco. So it is the year of exotic travel, to say the least. So Kaylin Sagan is with us, but she's on location from the place that she calls her other home, the Wexford office at AAA East Central. So you really have come up with some unique ones, have you not? Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it's good to be back, Rob. Yeah, just looking at some really different destinations today. You know, I know that Europe is such a big hot destination now that we can travel pretty much unrestricted. But, you know, Asia is starting to open up too, and there's some great destinations that are really actually a lot more accessible than we might think.
So before you get to these itineraries, and I was kind of looking over some of them, and you can do it at home, folks, AAA.com/radio. This stuff really is more affordable than people think. And I think once they get over that, you know, that sticker shock, and they sit down and talk to you or someone about these trips, or they call 800-354-8761, they're going to simply say, I can't believe it, because there are more opportunities in travel than ever before, especially some of these exotic destinations, Kaylin.
Yeah, they're definitely attainable. It's not something that, you know, you're thinking you're going to break the bank for. These trips are just as affordable, if not sometimes more affordable, than some of those big name European destinations or throughout the world. So there's definitely some great options out there to go see those more exotic locations.
All right. So where would you like to begin? Because you bought a bunch of stuff today.
Yeah. So I guess we'll start with one of our tours of the week is the Saigon and Bangkok Explorer. So it's a 9-day trip through Vietnam and Thailand. And it's really nice because a lot of these guided tours, you really bounce around a lot. You know, sometimes people are hesitant to do a guided tour because they're spending, you know, 2 nights in a hotel here, 1 night there, and it feels a little rushed and hectic. This tour is great because it's a 9-day tour. You have 4 nights in the same hotel in Ho Chi Minh City. You have 4 nights in the same hotel in Bangkok. So you really get to know the destination. And you really get to, you know, immerse yourself there in both Vietnamese and Thai culture. So this 9-day tour, our featured tour is from April 11th to the 19th. It's a great time. Spring in Southeast Asia is beautiful, not too hot. And for the tour itself, it's $25.81 per person based on double occupancy. And for that, you even get a flight between the two countries. You know, you might look at a map and think, wow, Vietnam and Thailand aren't that close. And they actually include a direct flight between Saigon and Bangkok. So you really get to, you know, make the most of your time there as well.
So talk to me about the person who might want to go there that's never been there. What are some of the unique aspects of a place like we're talking about, Thailand and Bangkok? And what would intrigue people? Obviously the cuisine, the culture, the people, the scenery. But I'm sure there are some other nuances that you can explain on why this is becoming a big ticket item in the world of travel.
Absolutely. These countries are, you know, rapidly evolving. It's really interesting to see the growth that they've had. And it's a great time to go now because, you know, you really, once you're in destination, your dollar goes so far. So it's really neat to be able to see these places as they are growing and changing right before our eyes. And as you mentioned, you know, the people are fantastic. The history is amazing. You know, spending those 4 days in Ho Chi Minh City or Saigon, those terms are used interchangeably. I know I've been using them back and forth, but they are the same place. You know, you really get to see a lot of history of the Vietnam War. So that's really, you know, it's a great destination for history buffs. for people who maybe want to see, they have a relative, a grandparent or something that might have been over there that they would want to see, really get to see that history. You know, one of the days you spend time in the Cuchi tunnels, which they actually used during the war. And it's this very intricate, complex system of tunnels. And it's just really neat to see that kind of infrastructure as well. And as well as like the cuisine, you know, you mentioned that they have a cooking class in Bangkok. You get to go to these really unique markets. They have a market that is entirely set up on train tracks, and everything kind of pops out, folds out. It happens like instantaneously, almost right before your eyes. And then as the train comes along, you hear like a call between all the different vendors, and they go and pop everything back up. And, you know, the train comes through, and then the market stops for a second, and then it pops right back up. It's really interesting. Things that you would never imagine, never that you could see only in these destinations.
Bring up such a good point about, you know, that Vietnam era. You know, and I was on the tail end of it, but there were so many people that are connected to that part of the world and now have children that are adult children, have children of their own. And it is a great way to step back into time and learn exactly of the history that took place in the 60s and early 70s, just kind of like it did it during World War II and the Korean War. So there's a significant history factor here too, correct?
There definitely is. And the locals are so interested in telling you. You know, if you're interested in listening, they will tell you about all the different history and everything that's gone through there, and just the amount of change. And you really get to see some really interesting history. When I was there, you know, there are some really neat museums regarding, you know, propaganda and the war. And it's just really interesting to see, because, you know, it gives you a completely different aspect than you might have learned in school. You know, it's a little bit different than those history books. So it's really, really interesting to see just how it's ever evolving.
And I also have to believe it's kind of like Italy in a way, where people get connected or attracted to it because of the cuisine. I mean, who doesn't love pasta? But in our country, we have been inundated, and it's absolutely wonderful. And I have so many friends who are of the heritage that we're talking about that have opened different businesses. And when you think of, you know, as far as Asian cuisine and Thai cuisine, a lot of people just want to go to enjoy some of the great food and tradition because they have fallen in love with it here in our country.
Oh, exactly. There's so many great culinary options. And it's really neat to, on this tour, you know, as I was mentioning before, that you get to go and actually learn to make some of these delicacies. And you can kind of bring them home. And that's always fun. I always love, you know, going on a trip and coming home. And, you know, souvenirs, physical souvenirs are one thing, but coming home and, you know, having some people over, doing a little slideshow with all your pictures and cooking them something that you learned to cook in destination is just a really unique way to share your trip with your friends and family when you come back. So it's really neat that, you know, and like you said, there we have such, we've been inundated with these cuisines here. So we do have the markets. It's not, you know, all of the stuff is attainable to get at home, to really recreate these meals at home that you've learned. So it's really another neat aspect, something that I think is even nicer than, you know, those little souvenirs from the market, something that will really stick with you.
All right, when we come back, one of those destinations that I would love to go to, we're going to talk about an 11-day Indian tour from, it will start in Delhi. So I think you're going to find it interesting. And if you love another aspect of the Golden Triangle, not the one in Pittsburgh, but in India, you're going to love what Kalyn Saigon has to offer. Kalyn, what's the best way for the Trafalgar Tour, Saigon and Bangkok exploration, the Explorer? What's the best way? 800-354-8761?
Yeah, or give me a call in the Wexford office, 724-933-3016. I've been to both of these beautiful cities, so I'd love to share my personal experiences with you as well.
All right, Kalyn Saigon, we're coming back with more AAA Central's Talking Travel. Back with more in a moment on KDK Radio. All right, Kalyn Saigon is hosting. She's on location at her office at the Wexford location of AAA East Central. And next stop is India. One thing I've always felt fascinating about India is the fact that elephants are not only in Africa, that's a big part of who they are in India as well. Is that not right, Kalyn?
It definitely is. It's so sacred to their culture, and it's so beautiful to just, I mean, they're so easy to encounter in the wild or, you know, in these rehabilitation camps. So it's such a neat experience. Elephants are my favorite animal. So that was one of my favorite things to do when I was in India, and that's definitely something that's so easy to do on any of these tours, even in Bangkok or definitely in India.
Tell me how in the world someone who is in their 20s, early 30s, finds that to be an interesting destination. I mean, this has been something that's been passionate for you for a long time. Of all the places you've been, even working and living in Korea, why this part of the world? And obviously, we were talking about Thailand and Bangkok earlier, but why these destinations? And right now, talking about India. What plugged you into that, Galen?
It's amazing. I actually honestly never had that much of an interest in it until I was there. When I was there in South Korea, I really got to have that eye-opening experience of the local cultures and just how different everything is, but also the similarities. And it's just amazing to see, you know, halfway around the world, how similar things can be as well. And it's really, I think it really changes one's perspective. So I think that a trip like this is an amazing experience for, you know, anyone that's kind of just looking for something different, trying to, you know, kind of see the world in a different light.
All right, let's go over this itinerary. And again, you can call her in the Wexford office or 800-354-8761. We're talking India. So tell me what you have.
Yeah, so this one is also an April tour. It's Golden Triangle, Tigers, and the Ganges. 11-day India tour from Delhi to Varanasi, April 1st through the 11th of 2023. The land price is only $1,904 per person based on double occupancy. And again, that includes an in-destination flight to get you between, you know, because India is huge. You know, even looking at it on the map, if you don't even realize the sheer magnitude of the country. And this trip is amazing because you get to spend time in five different cities. And you get to see just the distinct flavor of each destination. Each city has a very different culture, different cuisine, different attitude almost. You know, the locals have a different outlook on life. And it's so interesting just to see, you know, to really get submerged in that Indian culture. So you start out in Delhi and you get to spend some time there. It's just a beautiful, massive city. And it's so neat to see that. And, you know, getting to see the Taj Mahal in Agra. The trains in India are fantastic. So you get an opportunity to ride a train on this trip. And, you know, that's just, it's an amazing way to kind of look out and just see the countryside, see the development, the infrastructure, just really get to see the local life. This trip also visits a national park. I feel like, you know, I often only think of national parks being here in the U.S., but they are in every nation. And so this national park is amazing. That's where you'd be able to see Bengali tigers. So it's a great trip for nature lovers as well. You also spend some time in Jaipur, a beautiful pink city, the very quintessential India, perhaps what you maybe think of when you envision India. Beautiful, beautiful city. And then you spend some time in Varanasi at the end. Varanasi is the most holy city for Indians. It's a beautiful, beautiful city right along the Ganges, and it has such spiritual value for them. So really getting to see that, it's impossible not to be moved when you're in that environment. It's beautiful.
You know, when you think about the exotic aspect of these trips that we're talking about, this truly is that bucket list, this once-in-a-lifetime type of opportunity, right?
Absolutely. It definitely is. And it's really nice that these tours, you know, if you have some hesitation, these tours will have a guide with you all the time. You have local hosts. You can, you know, you're not out there winging it. You know, it's great if you have any kind of food allergy or, you know, dietary restrictions. There's someone there that's letting you know what you're eating before you're eating it. You know, if you want to go and eat, you know, street food and go to these markets, there's someone there with you all along to, you know, kind of really help with any maybe potential communication barriers, anything that you might, you know, explain the nuances of a haggling in a market, things like that that you might not even think about. So it's really a great option to get over there and have someone there really guiding you through everything, but still getting to really experience the authentic culture of all these destinations.
Tell me about some of the food there. I mean, I don't know that much about Indian cuisine. I mean, talk to me. What's some of the standards or staples in that part of the world?
Well, there's rice is such an important aspect of their diets, but there's so many different things. Paneer is one of my favorites. It's like almost like a cottage cheese, but a little bit more. But it's between like cottage cheese and ricotta.
Yeah, I know what you're into. Right.
Yeah. So, and with a spinach that they stew it together. It's delicious. They also have some really spicy things, so it's kind of great. They get, you know, you go from spinach to super spicy and everything in between. So it's really neat to be able to see everything's kind of, they've got a lot of different sauces. Naan bread is so big over there. Everything's a little garlicky. It's really great that you can really try a lot of different things. And, you know, I love some of the Indian restaurants we have here in Western Pennsylvania. But once you have the real thing, you know, it doesn't quite match up.
Yeah, and they prepare some of this stuff right in front of your very eyes, I'm sure.
Absolutely, with the tandoori ovens, the tandoori chicken, anything like that. And it's a great destination if you're perhaps a vegetarian. You know, they have so many options. Sometimes, like, that could be challenging for travelers. So it really allows you to, they are more accommodating with any of these dietary restrictions than maybe some of the other destinations. So it's really a great option for that.
What's the weather like in that part of the world?
It's always pretty warm and pretty dry. So that's why April is a great time to go, especially in the north of India. You know, you'd be so comfortable in shorts and a t-shirt, you know, a skirt and a t-shirt, something like that. You know, they are modest dressers. But, you know, they understand that not everyone is equipped to handle those temperatures. So this is a great time to go before it gets too hot in the summer. And it's just a beautiful time.
So what pushed the trigger for you to go here? What was it in India that you want besides elephants? Or was it elephants?
Besides elephants. Yeah. I was, that was going to be my answer, actually. But, no, I always, you know, the culture is just so interesting. And it became even more interesting once I was there, you know, getting to see, you know, the Taj Mahal is one of the seven wonders of the world. And that's, you know, that's definitely on my bucket list to see all of those. So getting to see the Taj Mahal in person, you know, the pictures just don't do it justice. It's one of those kind of destinations that you see it, you know, and you get to see in this tour, you get to see it at sunset. So that's something, again, that's an exclusive. It's not open to the public. At sunset, there's special tickets and everything like that. So a tour like this really puts all these pieces together and allows you to really maximize your time and maximize your experiences at all these destinations.
Well, you know, the thing about the Taj Mahal, it's been depicted in many movies, and it's always been one of those places that I have wanted to visit. But to actually be standing out in front of this mythical, magical place, it had to be breathtaking for you.
It really is. And it's sprawling. The grounds are sprawling. We spent half a day there walking through everything, and there's, you know, little water fountains and public gardens, and it's just so beautiful to see this in, you know, it was unreal. It's breathtaking.
Well, you know, everybody that I've talked to who has gone there, they've all said the exact same thing, and it lived up to the billing, and it is one of those wonders of the world. It's like the pyramids. You see, you hear, you look. But when you're right there at the foot and looking up or looking at it, it's just, you know, that you're never going to pass that way again.
Exactly. That's exactly how it is. And it's just so amazing, you know. And getting this tour is so nice because you get to do that, but it's not all architecture. It's not all animals. It's a really nice blend of everything that allows you to really fully experience the whole culture. It's not just going to one city. You can really say you've seen India after seeing five very distinctly different cities.
All right, so you got to act. Tell them what your number is in Wexford.
Yeah, you can call me direct in Wexford at 724-933-3016. I spent a month in India, so I love talking about it. It would be definitely on my top three destinations, so I'm so excited to really have this trip to share with everyone and really have the opportunity for people to get to go and visit India as well.
All right, sounds good. We'll come back. We're going to do a little cruise with Princess Cruise Lines, Diamond Princess, and we'll go over everything that we've talked about from Thailand and Bangkok and India. It's Kaylin Sagan on location at her other home, which is the Wexford office at AAA Central, and this is Talking Travel. All right, if you're just tuning in, Kaylin Sagan is your host, AAA Central Talking Travel. She is on location at the Wexford office of AAA Central, and we are going to go back over the Thailand Bangkok trip, and we're also going to go over the India trip. But right now we're going to do something that a lot of people are doing right now, Kaylin, and that is cruising. So let's talk about Princess Cruise Line's Diamond Princess Korea and Japan getaway. This is really cool stuff. Go ahead.
Yeah, cruising is so big. Cruising is definitely back right now, and this is a great itinerary on the Princess Cruise Line Diamond Princess. The Korea and Japan getaway is May 7th through the 13th. It goes from Yokohama, which is the port right outside of Tokyo, to Kobe. It's a six-night sailing. So it's really nice because you get to visit a couple different ports in Japan. You go to Nagasaki and Kagoshima. There's so much history in those destinations. And you also visit the island in Korea of Jeju-do. And that island is, they always refer to it as the Hawaii of Korea. So it's a beautiful, beautiful, you know, if you still want to get that little beach day in, that's totally possible with this itinerary. So it's really nice. And with a short itinerary like this, I love that you can go to Tokyo and spend a couple of days before the cruise. You can stay after the cruise in Kobe. You know, it really allows you that flexibility, you know, if you have a little bit of time in your schedule to really get to dive deeper into some of these destinations as well. And it's incredibly affordable. An interior room starts at $1,168 per person based on double occupancy. Ocean view rooms start at $1,369 per person based on double occupancy. And for a balcony, $1,618 per person based on double occupancy. All those prices include port charges and taxes, and that all is with the Princess Plus promotion. So that includes a beverage package, unlimited Wi-Fi, and prepaid gratuities. So that really is a nice option to more or less have an all-inclusive vacation. And they currently have a promotion that also includes $100 per person of shore excursion credit. So cruises are such a nice thing because it's really more of a choose-your-own-adventure type of vacation. You can kind of look through each destination and see what kind of itinerary appeals to you most. So this is a really great option with cruising.
You know, they just continue to make cruising more fun, don't they? Whether you're here in the Caribbean or where we're talking about today, Korea and Japan, they just make it more fun every day.
They really do. They really want everyone to be engaged every day of the sailing. You know, there is 2 days at sea. On board the ship, they have sushi making classes. They have, you could learn some Japanese while you're on the ship. Learn their calligraphy methods. It's really cool because you really still, even while you're at sea, you still can take advantage of learning more about the culture and the cuisine and really, you know, coming back with all sorts of valuable information from your trip.
All right, let's get cost. Let's get when it's happening again and all this stuff that people need to know about the cruise of the week, Princess Cruise Lines, Diamond Princess, Korea and Japan getaway, May 7th through the 13th, 2023, from Yokohama to Kobe. So talk all about it one more time.
Yeah, so we've got the interior cabin starting at $1,168 per person based on double occupancy. Ocean view staterooms from $1,369 per person. And balcony rooms, $1,618 per person, all based on double occupancy. Includes those port charges and taxes. It would include a beverage package, unlimited Wi-Fi, prepaid gratuities, and $100 per person of shore excursion credit. There's some great excursions out there, great ways to really get to see all of these destinations, learn about the history. You know, there's so much history in Nagasaki. You know, extend your cruise with a few day earlier stay, coming into Tokyo early, stay later in Kobe. Really just get to learn everything about this. And it's a great option for those that like to, you know, go and unpack once and really just have that convenience there. So this is a great option for a beautiful cruise, and it's a beautiful time of year there as well. So all these wonderful destinations in the spring are just fantastic.
You were talking about Yokohama and Kobe. These cities really have a lot of culture, a lot of arts, a lot of entertainment, a lot of eateries. So they are very hip and on the cutting edge, and they are really advanced compared to a lot of other places around the world.
They definitely are. There's definitely so much, you know. I know when I was in Tokyo, the sheer amount of robots who waited on me was insane. And that was almost 10 years ago. So, you know, I can only imagine just how much everything has evolved and accelerated. And it's almost like a futuristic destination. So it's really cool. It's great for anyone that's really into that culture. Any people who love video games. It's such a crazy culture to be in, going to like their arcades. It's unreal.
You know, when you also think about the price, It falls into that category of I can't believe it again. This is a dream destination and an opportunity because of cruising, seeing all of these ports and all of these different communities and cities and cultures wrapped up into one trip. That, to me, is a big ticket item on why you're going to want to jump up and purchase this.
It definitely is. And there's so many neat, as I was talking about, the shore excursions. You know, you really can choose your own adventure, you know, in these ports. You can go, you know, go on a history tour, go on a walking tour, go to a market, go on a foodie tour. You know, you can really cater this to you and your travel companions. You know, there's beaches, there's waterfalls, there's things that you wouldn't really expect in going to this part of the world. You know, if someone came back from a trip 11 years ago, before I was familiar with the destinations, and said, oh yeah, I just went to a beach in South Korea, I would have been like, that doesn't even make sense to me. You know, so you really get to have all these quintessential vacation experiences all wrapped up into one trip.
All right, before we come back and kind of go over everything again, so where are we in the way of travel as far as bookings, booking out in advance, hotel reservations, flights, because the holidays will be here. It's October 1 today, and it won't be long, the busiest travel weekend of the year, heading into that Thanksgiving week and then the one that brings everyone home. What do we need to know about right now, Kaylin?
Yeah, if you're looking for travel through the end of the year, now is the time. You know, I can't believe it's already October. But if you're looking to get something together for Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, act fast. You know, everyone's ready to go and see their families and go and have these big family reunion trips, destination Christmases, things like that. So now is the time. If you have something in mind, now's the time to really get moving on that. We're seeing bookings even pouring in for 2023. Destinations like Alaska that are really hot are already booking up for next summer. So, you know, if you have something in mind, it's never too soon to get in touch with your local advisor and really start planning, seeing what's out there. You know, even if it seems too early to book something, really you can keep that ball rolling and really look into things and see what else is out there, because so much has changed through the pandemic.
So of these three destinations, and you look back on your time, and we talked about being in Korea, South Korea, what continues to attract you? Is it just still so much more that you wish you could have seen?
Absolutely. I would go back in a heartbeat on any of these trips. It's just amazing I love to eat when I travel. I'm definitely a culinary traveler, so that the food is just so unique and amazing. And it really, it can't be beat by anything here that we can get in Western Pennsylvania, but that's amazing. And just the people, everyone's just so friendly. And I think they realize just how different our cultures can be. So they're so open on explaining things, showing you things. They really want you to have a good understanding of their culture and everything that is offered there. And the architecture is just beautiful, colorful buildings, you know, with amazing tile work, just such beautiful color that it seems unreal. Everything about it is just an amazing, amazing destination, you know, throughout all of these different countries. And it's so great that, you know, I think the thing that scares a lot of people off is the flights. You know, it's a long flight, but anymore, you know, I know anytime I'm on a long flight like that, they feed me more than I feed myself during that period of time. You know, there's great in-flight entertainment. It really, the time does really pass quite easily. So it's a great, if that's something that's deterring you, don't let that hold you back from any of these amazing bucket list destinations.
All right. So, you know, somebody's saying right now, what about the language barrier? How difficult or not difficult? What was it like?
I mean, there are certain hurdles, and that's why these guided tours are amazing, because you'll have a local tour guide with you every step of the way that really can help bridge that gap if there is any difficulty. You know, surprisingly, everyone has basic English. You know, more or less everyone will be able to communicate with you on a basic level, depending on what it is that you're there for. You know, if you're in a restaurant, they're going to understand the food you're trying to order. If you're in a market, they're going to understand, you know, what you're looking for. They'll understand, you know, that you might be haggling with them a bit, which is completely acceptable there. And it's really interesting, because it's so different from here. So there's really it's not anything to be afraid of or to shy away from either, because you have these local guides that will really really facilitate everything. So it's a fantastic way to see these countries.
See, I've always looked at it in the other aspect, and that is, you know, that's what makes the trip fun. You get to learn a complete different culture, and you'll pick up words and phrases and sentences that you'll be able to take with you the rest of your life. It's part of the charm of being on vacation, right?
It definitely is, yeah. And it's, I always recommend to any of my clients, you know, if they're going to a destination as exotic as this one, I'll pass along, you know, a couple local phrases or words, or even I think the most important thing, the thing I like to learn in each country, is how to say thank you. And just seeing the expression on people's faces when you can thank them in their native language is priceless. It really allows that extra special component of the trip and those additional memories that you'll carry with you forever.
And they look at you like thank you because you took the time, and they're willing to even go further to make you have an incredible time. Fair statement?
Exactly. Absolutely. It's something that you don't even expect. You don't even think that you would surprise someone that much. And it's just so priceless.
All right. Short break. We'll be back on the other side. Number is 866-391-1020. If you have any questions for us, and 800-354-8761 to book any of the things that we're talking about. Or if you want to call Kaylin directly at that Wexford office, here's her number. Go ahead, Kaylin.
4-933-3016. Give me a call anytime. I'd be more than happy to talk about any of these tours or anything else with you.
Give that number one more time.
724-933-3016.
We'll be back. Kaylin Seigen. We're going to go back and look at that Thailand and Bangkok trip, and also the one that's in Delhi and in India. So stay with us. This is AAA Essentials Talking Travel. Next hour, Lynn Hayes Freeland and Minority Health Matters. Rob Pratt Saturday, KDKA Radio. Back in a moment. You know, my dear friend Debbie Evans, who has since retired from AAA, she worked at the South Hills office. Whenever she would do what Kaylin's doing today, I would always give her number. And it really helped people in that part of Pittsburgh or who actually loved Debbie on the radio and they wanted to go talk to her personally. So, again, this is why, because she's in Wexford today and she's been on these trips and we're talking about them. If you want to call her directly at that Perry Highway location of AAA Central in the Wexford Plaza, you can do so. Ask for Kaylin. You can sit down, talk to her about everything that she discussed on the radio. I'm sure a lot of this stuff has piqued your interest. You can find out details, the itinerary, the price, and everything at AAA.com/radio. But here is her number, 724-933-3000, 724-933-3000. Look, not to say that I have a steel trap for a mind, but I remember a lot when it comes to this show, and especially when we've done trips that I don't remember doing in the past. And this is kind of a trifecta today. This is some really unique stuff. You know, she promoted on her Facebook page that she'd be doing some unique trips today, and she's doing exactly that. So you should always follow your AAA Central agents on AAA. Of course, we've got Kaylin here. Marita has been traveling a little bit on the Rhine River. You can see some of those great pictures. Of course, we have Alicia Maisel. She's headed to London. She'll be back when she gets back with us in a couple of weeks to tell us all about it. And Andrea Benacki is always traveling, doing things, so follow her as well. We love to keep you informed and show you all the beautiful scenery. And I must tell you, everything that she showed on her Facebook page to promote being on the show today, it's lived up to everything, just hearing her tell these stories about these incredible destinations. So before we get out of here with Kaylin, again, you can call her in Wexford, Perry Highway, Wexford Plaza, AAA Central, where she is today, 724-933-3000, 724-933-3000. Let's talk again about this incredible Thailand and Bangkok trip, and also we'll talk about the one for India. So, Kaylin, fill us in. And again, if you want to call her directly, 724-933-3000 or 800-354-8761, or you can stop it in many of their offices that are open for today's business. So go ahead, Kaylin.
Yeah, so both of our tours of the week are through Trafalgar Tours. Our first tour was the Saigon and Bangkok Explorer, a 9-day Vietnam and Thailand tour. From Ho Chi Minh, Bangkok, they're synonymous. So it would start on April 11th through the 19th of 2023. Land price is $25.81 per person based on double occupancy. That includes a lot of meals. That includes an internal flight between Ho Chi Minh or Saigon over to Bangkok there in Thailand. So it really allows you to explore the history, the culture, and the local cuisine, and really make some local connections along the way. This is a great price for this tour. the Saigon and Bangkok Explorer, April 11th through the 19th, $2,581 per person based on double occupancy.
Absolutely love it. What else do you have for us?
And then, of course, over to India, the Golden Triangle, Tigers and the Ganges, an 11-day Indian tour from Delhi to Varanasi, April 1st through the 11th of 2023, starting at 1904 per person based on double occupancy. This also includes an internal flight there in India, since it's just such a massive country. And you get to spend time in five different cities, including getting to see the Taj Mahal, visiting a national park to see some tigers, seeing some of the most holy and sacred cities in Indian culture, and of course enjoying the cuisine, the culture, and the local people. That is the Golden Triangle, Tigers and the Ganges, starting at $1,904 per person based on double occupancy for the land tour. All of these destinations are so great to visit in April, getting that spring. It's a little bit warmer than it is here, but it's not going to be unbearably hot. It's beautiful, and it's a great time to visit. And now's a great time to start planning that. We're just about 6 months away now from April, so now's a great time to start planning any of these trips.
Yeah, you can start planning it. Start planning what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat, what you're going to do, what you're going to see, and really make it an incredible experience. You know, half the fun of travel is planning it, right, Kaylin?
I definitely agree. And these tours are really nice because they are structured. You have that local guide, you have that local host with you, but they do have a lot of add-on options. So if there's something in particular you want to do, they have a tour for that probably. There's certain, you know, there's cooking classes, there's additional market visits, really getting to learn the local culture, the local language. There's additional add-on excursions each day that really allow you to make this tour your own as well, while still having that guide and having that person to rely on there in destination for any of those potential hurdles you might encounter.
You know, I don't think a lot of people realize, because we're so blessed in this country to have so many different spices and cuisines and, you know, just aspects of our daily food that we take it for granted. Asian food is such a huge part of our society, something I could do every day, and I get into these segments in my life where I'll have it 2, 3, 4, 5 times a month. I think of great spices like paprika from India and all these other things. You know, it is one thing to enjoy it here, but to go where it all began, whether it is places like Thailand or Bangkok or India. And I know it may seem a little overwhelming, and a lot of people are saying, oh, I wish I would have done it years ago, or I don't know if I really am up to it now. This is an opportunity that you should seize the moment, put all of your fears behind you, full steam ahead, because there's never been a better time. And honestly, the prices that you have given today are absolutely unbelievable. So if you've ever wanted to go to these parts of the world, now's the time to act, Kaylin.
Yeah, you really can't beat these prices. You can't beat these itineraries. It's just, now is the time. Like you said, you know, if there's ever been anything that you've wanted, any of these destinations you've wanted to go to, these tours, really, you can't beat them. So now is definitely the time. And there's plenty of dates available. So, you know, if you're looking for something, these dates don't work for you, but you're interested, there's definitely lots of dates available. So give me a call or your local AAA travel advisor, and any of us will be able to help you with that.
Listen, you did a great job today, but we got to go for the trifecta, the third one that we offered today. Let's talk about this incredible cruise. Then we'll say so long for another week. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the cruise of the week is with Princess Cruise Lines on board the Diamond Princess. It's the Korea and Japan getaway, May 7th through the 13th from Yokohama. That's the port right outside of Tokyo. Sailing down to Kobe, you hit Nagasaki, you hit Kagoshima, some of these wonderful Japanese ports with such history. And you also get to visit the beautiful island of Jeju-do in South Korea. And it's known as the Hawaii of Korea. So it's a beautiful place. You can see waterfalls, see beautiful beaches, really have a full experience. The pricing on this one's great as well. An interior stateroom starting at $1,168 per person. Ocean view balcony, or ocean view stateroom, I'm sorry, is at $1,396 per person. And a balcony is $1,618 per person. All these prices are based on double occupancy, but they include your port taxes, your fees, anything like that. Also include the Princess Plus promotion, which means you get a beverage package. That's any beverage. That's alcoholic, non-alcoholic, smoothies, specialty coffees, everything like that.
Great stuff.
You also have unlimited Wi-Fi, so you can send stuff back home. showroom where you've been, and prepaid gratuities. So it's definitely a great, great option.
Anytime you say free Wi-Fi, I'm all in. Listen,
sure,
thank you so much. We'll do it again real soon, okay?
Perfect. Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Kaylin Sagan, lots of excitement, lots of good information, lots of wonderful itineraries. If you want to call her direct, she's there right now at the Perry Highway office, Wexford Plaza. Stop in and say hello to her. But the number is 724-933-3000, 724-933-3000, or call 800-354-8761.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.